good evening. This is Radiance by Design. You are and I am. And we're talking a lot about, I guess, awakening. And the world is going, what is it they used to say in the old days, to hell in a handbasket. There's an awful lot of strange power issues going on all over the world. And I hope that some of you listened to Linda Sherman as she was like waxing almost poetic the other night on Paradigm Shifters. She was talking about astrology and how we're a bit squeezed these days, that there's issues of power that have a lot to do with consciousness. And I sent out my flyer saying consciousness or bust. Because without consciousness, without being awake to the fact that we're living on a planet which has consciousness of our own, plus you and I have the ability to raise our fields and frequency in order to kind of meet challenges with some kind of love and some kind of resilience. That's consciousness, isn't it? And sometimes that's the hardest thing in the whole wide world. Have you ever felt kind of jammed up against reality, going, I'm losing, whether it's a house or money or relationship or a big dream or whatever? You think, oh my gosh, I can't bear this. But bottom line, inside, there's a whole lot of motion possible. Way inside yourself, you can grab what I was calling the Dharma. And some people, I realize that in the Eastern mystical traditions, the word Dharma has different kind of meanings. The Tibetan Buddhism Dharma is the whole system of teaching. But I think it's in the Hindu. I have to go back into my my library, right? I have to go back into my research. I think in the Hindu, it's more like your Dharma is, what on earth were you born to do? What is the purpose? What is going to bring you to fulfillment? What is the contribution that you were born to make into the collective of our species? So, back to my initial thing of saying that there's this turbulence going on the planet, and those with greater muscles maybe between their ears, but anyway, muscles that grab the most money or whatever it is, you know, that they want to have, so that more and more and more people are without. That's kind of going on out there. But on the other hand, I'm a great intuitive, like a lot of you are. As an intuitive, I see that all over the world there are these little, like, beaming entrepreneurial lights popping up in the heart of all kinds of economic systems, of all kinds of political systems. Little entrepreneurial lights speaking to me about the fact that many, many people are coming up with solutions, maybe on a very small level, but they're coming up with solutions that probably link to their own personal Dharma. I'm using the term meaning your purpose and my purpose. People who have that flicker of light way down deep inside when everything else looks bleak, and you go inside and you find out, what's really you and what is the purpose of your existence? And how can your consciousness brush itself up in order to contribute into the world in spite of, from the external reality, seems like the odds are terrible? That's what we mean by radiance by design, is going in and letting your light come up and radiate outside of you, and that sends out a kind of a buffer. And in that buffer, there's a certain amount of attraction for other people's uplifting light and other people's possibility. It's a very, very interesting thing, because very often when pressures are on, whether it's political, whether there's an economic or a political shutdown in your whole entire government because of power issues and so on, you know, a lot of people feel shut down as well, right? And it's really possible for us to go inside and really find that Dharma, that light of our own, and push it back up and out, release it, and connect with your higher guidance and your higher angels, and connect with the higher selves of one another, and begin to radiate those wonderful entrepreneurial lights that are coming up all over the world and simultaneously. Something we have all learned through the years is ideas are born in more than one mind at a time. So I kind of chuckle and go, does that mean that you and I, oh, goody, I've got a caller. Just hang on one sec. Does that mean that you and I might actually share the same dharma, or a part of our dharma is finding out what's going to light the collective in this time of duress? We're going to talk further about that. But I have a caller, Hot Diggity. You're on the air. Hi.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, is that Carol?
It's Carol. Can you hear me?
I sure can. How you doing, honey?
Not wonderfully. Am I calling too early?
Well, you are calling early, but I don't think it's too early. I think we'll just accept your call. Because what I was talking about is how sometimes in the middle of awful duress, we can find that place inside of ourselves that's our own unique light and raise that up and push it through the external frustrations in our life. And I know that you've faced some tremendous external frustrations, haven't you?
Yes, I have, certainly.
How are you feeling?
Well, I'm getting a feedback.
I know you are.
Are you?
Yeah, it's awful. Try it again one more time, and then I might get you to call back in a while.
All right. I just pulled a muscle in my back.
Well, you know what's interesting, Carol? Yeah, no. I want you to hang on because I want everybody at home, I want us all to talk about something. You just pulled a muscle in your back. Now, Carol's body is very frail because she's not been able to move much, so all she has to do is move a little bit and muscles get pulled. It's really a horrible way for her to have to live. But I do know this, Carol, that if people all focus in on something, that collective intention can really help. So I'm asking everybody at home to raise your field and frequency, let your dharma shine through your eyes and your heart, and let's all send to Carol a really beautiful, uplifting, loving energy that soothes and supports your own uplifting growth into wholeness. Remember, I can feel it. Can you feel any energy? I sure can. Because when we see each other, everybody out there, when we look at each other in our mind's eye, we can actually make each other feel better. Because remember, we're all one. We're one huge, big collective. And as we send light to people like Carol, she can feel the strength of our intention that she be lifted. And Carol, in turn, will send that to you. So I appreciate your call, and then maybe you'll call back later when the phone won't be giving feedback, but I'm trusting that you'll actually feel better by then, and if you don't, you're allowed to say that.
Okay, see. Oh.
So call
right,
back.
I'll call back later.
Okay, honey. That was
thank
a really
you.
Interesting
very
call.
Much.
Oh, thank you. It was a really interesting call because Carol was a very good example of when people's lives are going really in a difficult fashion, she can build her light. One of the things that I wanted to talk about, I think I talked about it last week. I just came back from a 9-day workshop on the powwow, which is a Tibetan system of dying, and in that system, well, we didn't all die because I'm right here and I'm not in another dimension, at least physically right now. And the idea is that you and I have a lot of past life influences that keep our reactions working this way and that. And who knows what our karmic hoo-ha is. But anyway, this whole thing for 9 days with a wonderful Rinpoche was a system of training us to meditate in such a way as to clear ourselves and our karma so that when we finally pass, we actually shoot past the bardos or those kind of purgatory-like places of emotional kind of pools of old emotional energy, and our spirit selves don't get caught up in those, and we get to shoot through what they call the pure land. And I love it because ever since I went through that process, each day there seems to be a release from way down deep inside of me. It's not about actually physically passing over. It's about in the moment learning to physically unhook yourself from the old reactions that come from some, who knows, other life experiences or past experiences with other people. And, you know, that's what a lot of us feel weakened by. And by the same token, we're turning it around again, and we're saying about Carol's call, who's in a lot of pain, that we can also be strengthened by one another sending very powerful light and a very powerful focus and very powerful intentions to one another. So let's practice with that tonight. I always like to start off with a meditation. Well, I like to start off with a bit of chat. Well, we've already done that. We covered about 12 subjects in 10 minutes. And now I would like us to do a meditation because the coherence that we develop together, talk about a collective intention, is very, very powerful. And when the world is being squeezed by people's power issue, let's see if we can develop a powerful radiance from our inner selves all the way out there and collect with one another's powerful radiance so that we make a huge, huge voluminous flow of energy that makes people feel very possible and does a lot of healing. So join me. I'd like you to close your eyes. Take a couple of deep breaths. Good. And from way above your head, about 2 miles, focus on a golden ball. Below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And then right through your spine, from the upper golden ball, down through the spine into the lower golden ball, drop a filament of light. Now from the upper golden ball to about waist height, a four-sided pyramid. Good. And then upside down with its point going into the lower golden ball, another four-sided pyramid. And we put those pyramids together, base to base. And you got yourself an octahedron, an eight-sided structure. And inside that structure, you're going to put a crystal ball, a beautiful, beautiful crystal ball, which is a symbol of the feminine energy or the framework for a feminine energy. And inside of that, there's a three-dimensional Star of David, and you're inside of it. Remember, you've already been skewered by a filament of golden light. And you're inside the three-dimensional Star of David. And I'm going to have you spin. And spin, and spin, and spin, and spin, and spin. Good. And as you spin and spin, and you might even feel a little bit dizzy, take a look in front of you, and there's a magical screen. So you're spinning and spinning, but what's still in front of you is a magical screen. And on that screen, you're going to air some great movies. The first one being a movie all about you becoming what you want to become. I always like to say I want to be a three-dimensional. No, I want to see myself being consciously multidimensional. Good. And as I spin and spin, I see the movie being made of me becoming very consciously multidimensional. I must be getting there because it's really interesting tonight. What's going on with your movie of what you're becoming? And when you feel like you're getting there, wrap that in light and move it over to the left. And now we do the second movie. That's you creating something you want to create. It can be a home, a family. It can be a school, a book. It can be around the world travel. It can be an entrepreneurial travel agency that takes you to other galactic centers. Wouldn't that be great? And what you want to see is all the resources coming to you, the people, the places, the things, all these resources flow to you to help you create your project. Now see all the pieces coming together, you create your project, and you're so pleased with yourself. There it is. Your project is of great service in the world, isn't it? And now you're so pleased. There it is, there it is. Yay! And now, instead of stopping there, you want to bring in all the resources and all the people, the time, the money, whatever it takes to sustain your project, as long as it should be sustained. Yeah, you can see it going on and on. Good work. And now wrap that in light, move it over to the left, and here we're going to open the Galactic Healing Center. Now remember, this Galactic Healing Center, we're calling in our healing team from our wonderful coalescence of guides and angels and higher selves. And the healing team comes in and stands around this beautiful healing table. And the first person on the table is you, or in my case, me. Flop yourself on the table. And if there's something you really are asking for them to work with, you can ask them. Otherwise, let them tell you what you need to work with. Good. And they stand around the table, and you can feel the energy amping up. Excellent. That's excellent. I'm getting some, ask them for some information because they'll tell you something you need to know about yourself. Interesting. And then sometimes you want to jot down what they tell you because I just was told something and I'm quite surprised about it. I don't think I'm going to share it with you tonight, maybe next week. And now wrap that in light and we're bringing in a fresh table. And our healing team replicates themselves because, you know, when they're over there, they can be in more places than one at a time. And now what we're bringing in is a little boy, and he's got a really major hormonal problem. And we're seeing that hormonal problem reflected in all of his chakras right now, going to the details of his health. All right? And that little boy plopped on the table. And he's quite happy. There we are. And then we're asking the healing team to work with him to help rebalance. There it goes. What's happening? Who did you bring in? Thanks for calling. Can you just wait till the end of the meditation and then we'll talk to you? All right. And, so this young fellow is feeling really a lot of the healing, and they're going through his brain, and they're going through his various organs, and actually they're working with his chakras more than anything. Looks like he has extreme stress. Yeah. A delightful being, actually. And it's funny, they seem to be stretching out his hormonal, abilities or agilities. And again, they're working with his brain pattern. Good. And the pituitary, hypothalamus. Yeah. Fine tuning. Good. And now we're wrapping him in light, moving it over to the left. And the healing team is now going to replicate itself and stand around a fresh table, which has just appeared magically. Now, we must be talking hormones tonight, because tonight I have a guest who's come in to lie on the table, and she's not feeling well. She's in her 40s, and she has no pituitary. She's been living for many years with balancing hormones and balancing drugs and so on, but she's having a really hard time right now, so we're bringing her in and asking our team if they can help her rebalance her hormones. And make it easier for her to feel well. Oh, good. They're helping a lot. And let's ask if they've got any messages for her. Mm-hmm. Very good. Okay, so she's got thyroid issues as well. Who's on your table? Are you getting any messages from that? Okay, now I think she's buzzing really well. She looks a lot more even. Let's wrap her in light. And they'll keep doing it over here. We move her over to the left. And then our team comes back in. They replicate themselves. And we've got a new table here. And who's on this one? Okay, here's a gentleman. Ooh, he's a very handsome man, actually. But he's very defeated by the way the society is going and his own, well, I guess we'll put it this way. It seems like it's his occupation, his dreams, and he has to reformat all that. That's right. And his heart is broken because he's such an optimist and such a contributor to the planet, and things just haven't worked lately. They will, right? So we're putting him on the table and asking the healing teams to work with him and see if there are solutions coming up. Okay. And, they're clearing something out of his subconscious, which is the belly area. Who have you got on the table and what's happening with that person? And now let's wrap our being in light and move him over to the left so that he can continue receiving the benefits of that wonderful healing. And now we're going to do our galactic political one. All right, so we're bringing in a healing table. We're putting a huge political situation. I kind of want to do Syria, but also, so maybe we'll do two, okay? One of them is the our Congress, the whole shutdown of the government, which is just a huge, a political power-mongering issue. Disgusting, isn't it? Like, who's the most important people? Well, I guess it's the 1% or something, I don't know. So we see this as a kind of a ludicrous thing that is very, very powerful and causing a lot of cost and problem. We see all of that on one table, and over here all the problems over in the Middle East and Syria and the politics and so on. So we've got both happening. Yeah. I can feel, and our healing teams are around both situations, and you can see we're asking the healing teams to call in. There are layers and layers and layers of healing teams. Each of them has a healing team, has a healing team, has a healing team. So we've got this, I have a CD that sings, there's 100,000 angels by your side. So we got them going here in our healing, Galactic Healing Center. And let's just surround our healing team with that. And let's also have the healing team, they seem to be absolutely radiating some very tremendous healing energy up through the, we'll say, the perineums of anyone we can think of involved in Congress, in the American political battle that shut down the government, any way they're involved. Myriad beings. Oof. Good. And it's funny because they're showing that some people are having their brains stretched or opened up. For the greater good, you know. Okay, now whilst that's continuing, we're going over here to the Middle East, to Syria, and all the political hoo-ha that's going on in the different tribes and how they're all having a hard time in that reality of chemical warfare, neutralizing anybody's cold-hearted insanity. It's kind of an insane thing, isn't it? And I just feel this incredible light pushing up through the body and minds of people in power, releasing that contrariness, releasing the combative nature, releasing the war thought. Yeah, there you go. Oh, there's so much more we could do. All right, wrap those, both those scenarios in light, and let's call in from the universe, because remember, we're getting some amazing downloads of high-frequency energies these days from the universe. And have those energies come down into the top of your head, whirling round and round in your head, in your neck, in your heart, whirl, whirl, down your arms, out your hands, right? You can feel your fingers tingling. And now I want you to pat that light all over the world, wherever there's strife, sickness, poverty, and the big number these days, greed. Yeah. What I want to say is let's pat that beautiful light on the brains, the minds of people that don't have the understanding that consciousness and love of all is going to be better for us all. Some people just don't understand that. They're too defensive or afraid. They're locked in. Let's just see if we can just feel their brains and their potential thought process and their heart.
There you go.
And have that light move round and round and round the planet. Round and round and round the planet. Imbuing the animals, vegetation, even the traffic jams with heart and consciousness, and helping people tap those resources that can make them well. So wrap this light round and round and round their body, and then come back and have it go up your hands and your arms. Good. And all around your heart, and straight up from your heart to the neck, to the head, and way out into the great central sun. All right, now turn around and close off the Galactic Healing Center. Jump into your star tetrahedron, and I want you to spin and spin and spin and spin, and then meet me out here. We'll call it in the foyer, in the radio foyer. So, and then I want you to call in, but we have a caller. We started off right away with a caller, so welcome to the show. Hello, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
Okay.
Yeah, what's your first name?
Maria.
Hi, Maria. What's new in your world, my dear?
I was wondering if you could tell me anything about me and my father in a fight, and I'm not exactly sure why or how to approach it.
And that was a while ago, huh?
About a month ago.
I think you called in once before, didn't you?
I don't actually remember. I might have.
Okay. It doesn't really matter. I'm glad you called in, and let me just take a look here. Oh. There's been interference here. You know, I think I do remember you, actually. It seems like somebody told him that you said something. You've got interference here, honey.
Okay.
Is it your it's not your mother, it's your stepmother, right?
Yes.
She has a hard time with you, honey.
Yeah, I don't know why, but yeah.
How long has he been with her?
21 years, even though he's never been happy, and she's always tried to get him and me in a fight. It's never worked, though, before.
Well, it's so interesting because it just seems like she's way over menopause, isn't she?
She's like 55 or 60, yeah.
It just seems like there's a bitterness all of a sudden about something to do with her own life, and that she is kind of tightened the... It's almost like she's poking him more than she used to. And I don't know what it is.
No, she always did.
Yeah, well, she's doing it worse, okay? So she's got a bee in her bonnet. I want to say she's got a bee in her belly. And he feels tired, and he doesn't know what to do, but she's made him believe that you're doing something dangerous. But what I want you to do, did you hear the beginning of the show when we were sending light to Carol?
No.
Okay. I want you to know this, that when you send light to your father, it's going to work out with him for starters, okay? But you can practice this. You start sending light. You imagine your higher self. You call in your higher self and your angels. And from your heart, just keep sending him light and sending him light and sending him light. And, you know, suddenly it's going to work because your dad is very, very sensitive, and he gets hardened against it. But there's a break coming where he's going to feel kind of weepy or something, and then you're going to find he breaks open more easily. It's kind of weird what's happening, you know?
Should I keep calling him, or?
I would just leave it. I would just pray and send him light, or the other thing you can do is go up into your higher self and go over and talk to his higher self over and over. Because over the next, it might take a week and a half or 2 weeks, he's going to break open, and he's going to be very sad about how he's been feeling. And you're going to find him be wobbly and very sensitive, and be very kind to him when he's like that. You have
well, I haven't spoken to him in a month.
Well, you've been offering, haven't you?
Yes.
Okay, so all I'm saying is, he knows something. He knows that you're offering and he's rejecting. All of a sudden, he's going to feel badly because he really cares about you, you know? Do you know that?
Yes, I know it's her, and I know that she's just a nasty woman. I don't know why, but...
Well, it doesn't matter why, really. Hey?
Yeah.
If you know
so
what
when
I mean.
Do you see us making up?
I'd say within a week and a half, 2 weeks. And it's, you know, why you're going
to
make up is because he's going to feel softer and better, and that's what you want. He's going to say, I've had enough of this. I'm getting to be older, and I can't really do this. You know? He wants his family. You know that?
Okay, but is he's going to be able to stand up to her?
Yeah, he is, because he's going to fall apart and go, to hell with this, excuse my language. He's going to turn on her in a way, I think, because she's going to start getting even a little bit more vocal about how angry she is. And he's just going to go, you know, I can't do this. I'm old. How old is he?
77.
Oh, okay. Because he seems to be saying to her, I'm too old for this. I want my family. I love my daughter. He's got two daughters, doesn't he?
Yeah, my sister. Yeah. My half-sister.
Yeah. Is he okay with her?
I guess. I don't really know. She lives with them, so.
Well, honey, he's coming up with... are you friends with her?
I try to. My stepmother's put a squash on that, too.
Yeah, well, he's all of a sudden going to catch on to that whole thing. It's almost like he says, I've had it. I'm an older man. I need to have my family. You know?
Well, I'm the only one he's arguing with, not my brothers.
I was going to say I don't care. I'm saying that he, and I don't really mean that. I mean that he's going to get softer, and he's going to demand his relationship with you. You got two brothers or three?
Really?
Two?
Three.
Oh, okay. One of the brothers he's really good with, right?
Yeah.
One of them he's really difficult with. Him. He's going to start, he wants his whole family. He's done. He's done with this whole thing. He's feeling vulnerable, and he's tired of it. And that's going to take another week, week and a half or something. So call in and let us know what happens, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks, Maria. Have a good night.
You too.
This is Veronica Entwistle saying, call in. What's going on in your world? How many of you are really enjoying this the latest political turns in our world? It does seem like the world is way smaller, but it seems like the opportunity for contagious consciousness is at an all-time high. So what's going on in your world? Call me, 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. Yeah, because it's really interesting. We're talking about this Maria. When Maria called in, it's her stepmom is influencing her dad. And isn't that kind of like lobbying? Isn't that kind of like the political thing on a smaller level? We all have to realize that so much of the time, what we're coming at the world from is old reactions. We're not coming at it from a sense of truth or really knowing what's going on. But we can stop where we are and really drop in and ask to feel where my reactions are. What have I been projecting at this person that I'm angry with? and then bring it up and feel it. So she brings it up, or if her father, because we're talking about Maria now, her father's been mad at her because, from my perspective, his wife has been really turning the screw to make sure that he's mad at his kids. He stops, and really, should he stop and really pay attention to how he feels, he's going to know it's not his battle. He's going to know that it's her projection. How do we know that? Because if you just sit with the stuff that's really making you crazy or making you mad or making you mistrust somebody, if you just sit with that, it's amazing what happens inside your body-mind. You start to realize things about yourself. I have to say that that depends a whole lot on your own personal intentions, too. Because if you really want to know, what is it about me that always ends up in a situation like, oh, I don't know, a lot of us have like relationship things or people being mad at you. Why are people always getting mad at you? I'll say me, okay. Why are people always getting mad at me? Because I'm 100 years old now, right? And they've been mad at me off and on through the years. Well, if I sit with that, I used to think it's because I wasn't a good person, or I think it's because they don't understand me, or because I don't understand them. But it's interesting because as I sit with it, and sit with it, and sit with it, okay, and sit with it, I've learned several things. And sometimes, under different circumstances, it's slightly different. But one of the things I learned was that I make seemingly rapid changes. And I say seemingly because I might be thinking about something, thinking about something, thinking about something, trying to decide something, not really sure what to do. And then all of a sudden, one day, boom, I change. I make it happen. But the people around me may not know that I'm sitting and cogitating something over and over again. So they think I suddenly make changes out of the blue without any warning. And so people are really distressed. When I discovered that, I actually had to laugh. Because if you know me inside, I'm kind of slow. So that's kind of funny. And another one is, and this isn't only me. I'm just using me as an example because I think at least that's fair. Another one is that if I'm sitting there with a group of people and people aren't being honest about how they feel, they're being really nicey-nice or, deceiving one another in the sense of not saying what you really mean but saying what you think other people want to hear. Well, I have a really interesting knack for being a disruptor, somebody who actually says something like, you know what you really mean is you don't really like this person, or you don't like being here, or you're unhappy, or something. Saying that and actually disrupting the situation. And when I was very small, I did that. Now, why did I do that? I didn't do that to be a jerk. I didn't do that to make people sad. I did it because I couldn't bear having the tummy aches that come from having people be different on the out or act differently than they were on the inside. You see what I mean? So I'm a disruptor, but guess what? I know a lot of people who are disruptors, and for a very similar reason. It's really exhausting to be in a group of people that isn't true to who they are. So tell me what's going on with you. What kind of things do you do that you, and how do I find out about that? I sit inside myself and actually just ask myself, why is it people are mad, for example? And you just sit there for a while, and then you start to notice what kind of things you've done. You start remembering things. You start seeing how you disrupted this group, whether it's family of origin or whether it's a great buddy where you're having tea. It doesn't matter. And then you really start to know. And I don't remember why I went off onto that little scenario. So what's going on in your world? We're living in a world where, and I started talking about Dharma, didn't I? But we're living in a world where, what did they used to say years ago? Money talks. It's really interesting, isn't it? We're living in a world where the guy who has the most money wins the prize. But you know something? We're thinking about Dharma. When you're thinking about fulfillment, you're thinking about heart and love, you're thinking about really a choice kind of life, it isn't really all about money, is it? It's really interesting. It's like the ones that have, like this whole shutdown thing, right? The ones that have the power, actually, the ones who want to get rid of, for example, Obama, or the ones who want to get rid of Obamacare, have the ability, they have the might, the money, the power, and the position to shut down the whole entire country. Wow, isn't that amazing? So then there's a whole bunch of people who don't fit into those categories. Those are the people I was talking about, these little bright lights of entrepreneurialism all over the world, which are rising up with their dharma and want to produce and want to contribute on the planet. And you're one of those. So why don't you call in and talk about your life and what it is you want to do? Now, I can see a woman over here who's a writer, and she also is a, I think, a musician, or you're writing books, and you also have a, you're doing two things. They show you almost like the picture is a split picture with a common theme, and on one side of it you're being a singer, probably on a guitar, although they're not showing me the specific instrument, some kind of instrument you play. And right on the other side of the split screen, you're writing and you're publishing. And I have to laugh and say, you're not you're a woman who isn't, in the normal sense, wealthy, and in the normal sense, courageous, right? But on another level, I'm really enjoying looking at you because you make me smile. You're actually quite happy. You're quite pleased with yourself. You super much enjoy your singing gigs, and you super much enjoy your family, and you super much enjoy the writing that you do. Some of your books or your writings, they're maybe not books, more like magazine articles, I think, they're actually getting published. And then your dharma is actually out there expressing itself in the world. Wow, it's really nice to see you. And you know, one of the things that happens with that is that your radiance, your love of your journey, your love of your creative fulfillment, and I do see that you have angst as you create it, is actually going right out there into the collective and making other people feel good. It's really interesting. So when it comes to success, it's not necessarily is it who's got the most money. It's who's actually doing what it is you came to do. That's the real gold. Now I'm looking over here at this person who has a, oh my. Now this is something we could all look at. Take a look inside yourself. Ask yourself, first of all, wrap yourself in light so we don't all take each other on, okay? Wrap yourself in light. Good. Now, what is it you want to do? I'm looking at some people here who want to do certain things, but they're feeling really, really like we talked about writing and doing music and so on, making films, making television and so on. I'm looking at somebody who I think is a male, but I'm not really sure if it's a male or female, so it doesn't matter. What it matters is your male side is bursting forward in a kind of a resentful fashion because you can't really do what you want. You're feeling corralled and you're feeling enslaved by, I think, the expectations of people around you and certain kinds of responsibilities. And on the other hand, and you must be in your late 40s, I think. I can't really tell your age, but I would say it's up into the middle age bracket there. And what I'm seeing is you're doing such a frustration in yourself. And you're actually making, now this is really important, okay, because we're just talking politics in a kind of a skimpy way. You're making other people in your life wrong about the fact that you can't do what you want to do because you have to be responsible for other people. And I think that's something for all of us to look at. You need to, each of us needs to look at ourselves, sit with ourselves and go, I don't dare do what I really want to do. Because if I do, I'll let other people down. So now I'm kind of annoyed with them. Most people won't even admit that they're annoyed with them or you're feeling resentful about it. Very interesting, isn't it? And I want to suggest that you're going to feel a whole lot better if you recognize that trapped feeling inside of yourself. Yeah, there you go. Take a look at that trapped feeling inside yourself. Goody, you're called. I'll just finish this thought, and then I'll let you express your thoughts. So that trapped feeling inside of yourself, bring that up and feel it. Just absolutely feel it. Notice how it kind of crushes your chest. Bring it up. Bring it up. Bring it up. And then hand it to your own angels and guides. Hand it to her, them. That's it. Because here, one of you in particular, I see a whole bunch of you out there with a similar kind of equation going on, but I notice one of you, as soon as you hand it over, you start picking up the courage to go ahead and step at least 1 foot toward what it is you really want to do. And I want to say that our responsibility to our deeper dharma is really crucial. You know, I told you I was at the class about how to die in the Pawa, the Tibetan way, and really to be in charge of or allow yourself to express from a deepening place is really very, very important in our soul's journey for life and death. Anyway, welcome. You're on the air, and I'm glad. Hi.
Hi. This is Rebecca, and I spoke to you maybe a week or two ago.
Hi, Rebecca. How you doing?
He's doing much better.
Good.
And I also have the 3 cracked teeth.
Oh, the 3 cracked teeth?
Yeah, I had that. We talked about that.
Okay, well, you have to refresh me because sometimes I don't remember after a couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, my dog had recommended hawthorn and dandelion.
Oh, I remember. Yeah, how's that doing?
He's doing better. It's going to take a little process, but he's not coughing as much.
This is so good.
I do energy testing to make sure I get the right amount for him.
Good. Good girl. Takes courage, doesn't
it? So where I'm at is in just a lot of change, and it's coming up kind of with financial stuff as well. And I'm wondering when I'm going to get a break from that. It always seems like, well, now with the teeth, I got to get those fixed, but I have to get tires, and there's, you know, all these things that are coming up.
Well, I think the question of when I'm going to get a break is kind of a fun question because these days there's a lot of change going on in the economic world and in the business world. Have you noticed that? What kind of work do you do, Rebecca?
Right now I'm just in a convenience customer service kind of job.
Oh, well, that's a good place to stay right now because I think you're going to change. You see, one of the things that's happening is you're kind of biding time in terms of your finances. Do you know that? And I'm watching that in probably a month and a half, 2 months, you're going to get a different direction in your career, and you're going to start to pick up speed. Initially, you get a little more income, and then you'll get several increments in a short period of time. I don't know if you're going to get a ton of income because, as I started to say, the economic fields are a little bit sparse right now, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
You're not working for the government, are you? Are you in Congress?
No, I'm not. But I am on a disability program, and it limits how much income I can earn. And I'm kind of topping out at that, so I don't know if I need to, you know, start working full-time versus part-time or... You know, that's what I'm kind of waiting to see what I'm guided to do.
Are you writing?
No.
Is that a dream of yours? Because here's what I see. When you say that, I go, huh, I see. Are you an editor, writer, or something of that ilk?
No, uh-uh.
What is your big dream? Because I'll tell you, there's something you're going to be doing almost like it's out of the side of your working world, as like writing or to do with media, writing kinds of things, and it's going to be a stream that will create bulges of income or not, you know, not necessarily always even.
Okay.
it could be freelance. Do you ever want a freelance thing?
Yeah, I've done software testing, and I run into people all the time that say they have a website or whatever, and I'm like, just let me know when it's up. I'll go out and I'll, you know, test it for you.
Oh, I like that for you, because I think that you're going to have, like I said, bulges in your income according to when you do things that you want, because you're very creative, and it all has to do with communications of some sort, writing, presenting. Not so much photo, but a lot of words. Does that make sense?
Okay.
And you know what, Rebecca? You like it.
Okay.
How do you like that?
I'll have to sit with it, because that's something new that kind of came into my energy field, which I wasn't aware of.
Well, the interesting thing about it is we talked about Dharma, and way down deep inside of you, you have a lot of creative kind of juice that wants to express new ways of being on the planet over the next little while. You've got quite a neat creative verve that wants to come up. So I think you're going to find interesting ways to do that. And again, you'll be able to piece together more of an expanded income at times, not all the time, because you don't want to be corralled by a system that isn't so good anyway.
Okay.
All right. Take care of yourself,
thank you,
and thanks for your call.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, honey. So this is Veronica Entwistle, and guess what? Paradigm Shifters on Tuesday night is Galexis. A lot of you love Galexis. Galexis is channeled through Ginger Metro, and boy, oh boy, they always are really, they're not afraid. They're high coalescence of beings, wonderful beings, and they're not afraid to go for, you know, what's really going on planet Earth, what's going on off planet Earth, what's going on with groups of people, where's evolution? They don't mind getting argumentative with us and so on. So I'm excited to hear what Galexis is dealing with these days. We've had some great interviews with them, and they'll be podcasted on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. So let me see, what else will we talk about? So my homework for you, it's a really important homework, is for you to drop inside. And I want to say this is true for Carol, who called earlier in the show and is in an awful lot of pain. There's something that you're learning, and it's hard to be in pain for those of you who are really uncomfortable, or it's hard for you to be in financial stress, or it's hard for you to be under a lot of pressure. But really, it's always worth it. It's going to expand your mind and your attention on life to drop inside and ask yourself, what is it I'm here to be? What am I like? Most of you do a little bit of that. Most of you need to find a way to kind of sit with yourself and figure out what it is you are and what it is you're here to do. Because a lot of times we just get by. We've got our income, we've got our cars, we've got our household, whatever it is. But basically, you're in charge of this deep, deep purpose, and you're in charge of putting it into the collective of our species. So that, for example, when things are dire, we've got global warming, for example, there's a lot of the collective consciousness which has got solutions for that, and there's a lot of energy that's supporting the solutions for that. And what's in you that's going to bring up a response to that? You know what I mean? It's like, instead of just containing ourselves and trying to be good boys and girls and trying to kind of live by the status quo that is being stretched beyond recognition, you find yourself having a streak of a beautiful light of possibility in you, and then to bring more and more of that on up is contribution. This is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you so much for listening to this show, and I look forward to your feedback. I love to have you check my website, veronicaentwistle.com, hit the Ask Veronica button, and let me know what you think of our up-and-coming guests, our past guests, podcasts. Let me know if you would like to have a session with me. I really love that part. And once again, thank you for listening, and check out Paradigm Shifters with Galexis on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock here on beautiful BBS Radio. So good night, many, many blessings, and lots of love.